Welcome to The Smirking Area, where we deep dive into life's highs and lows. I'm Benji, your host, ready to bring you candid conversations, a listening ear, and a splash of late night excitement. Get ready to explore unfiltered discussions. Let's step into The Smirking Area.
Are we ready?
Go for it.
Okay, I'm just going to clear my throat. So, is sex with another woman real sex? I have got into a situation with my girlfriend where we fool around together while our husbands are out boozing. We're both in our 30s and have teenage kids. Neither of us is the least bit gay. We were washing a soap one night and two women got it on and somehow we decided to try it. What we do is nice, but I prefer making love to my husband, but I am worried he will find out what we get up to. Could he, for instance, get a divorce? I have always been completely faithful to him and wouldn't dream of sleeping with another man. I don't fancy other women either. My girlfriend says I'm worrying too much and we aren't hurting anyone. We should just carry on and enjoy ourselves. But I'm getting very tense and worry one of my kids might come in or my husband get back early. So is it wrong and should we stop?
Yes, you should stop. Cheating's cheating.
Yeah, cheating is cheating.
Okay, I'm going to go first and then you can put your spin on this. But
okay.
In my humble opinion, not one to form a strong opinion. But yeah, okay, first off, good for you for exploring yourself and enjoying something.
Mm-hmm.
However, don't do that while you're with someone. That is something that you should be doing when you're by yourself. And if you choose to continue, okay, one slip up is okay. If you choose not to disclose that, I'm sure that he might have had an infidelity or a moment of going for something that you probably shouldn't have, a moment, you know, of lust, something that just happens. Couple of drinks deep, like, but you need to ask yourself if you'd be willing to forgive him for doing the same thing with a man. First and foremost, you need to think, would I forgive someone for doing exactly the same thing? If the answer is no, then you have to come clean. If you want to, I think you probably could go on as normal and ignore it if you wanted to, but that's your close friend, so it's gonna happen again, in my opinion. If you've opened a whole can of worms there. You know that you like it. You're probably more gay than you think you are, sorry to say. But if you don't fancy women, but you can quite happily have sexual encounters with a woman and enjoy them and be asking some strangers for advice, not strangers because, you know, you're listening, so thanks. I don't want to be, like, rude to a listener, but we say it how it is. If I was in his position and I found out about it, I'd be heartbroken and mortified, and I think that this listener would too. I think that you would be mortified that you'd done this to someone. If the boot were on the other foot, you would be absolutely destroyed. And I don't think that you really should be having this conversation here. I think it's something that should be happening with your best friend first and then with hubby. But I think you're probably more gay than you wish to admit. And it's probably going to continue to happen and develop. And if that develops into something beautiful and you realise that you really like your friend in that way, then congratulations, go for it. But don't explore and experiment on someone else's time. As I've said before, time is one of the most valuable and important things that we've got. And to waste somebody else's time is worse than just one infidelity. Okay, you cheat on someone once and move on and leave them and decide that you're not right to be with them. Then that was just what it took for you to accept, right? That was like the catalyst that made you decide it's time for me to move on and go. That's fine. But if you keep this to yourself and it happens again and again and again, something's got to give. At some point, you've got to decide, am I with my husband? And you're scared of someone walking in, so you already know it's wrong. You already know yourself that this is not right. You're scared that someone might come home early. You shouldn't be doing it. And if you're enjoying it, make it right. If you want to do this and you want to explore this, that's absolutely fine. But you have to do that where someone else's heart, feelings, and emotions aren't involved. So if you want to fuck around with your friend, by all means do it and explore yourself and develop yourself, but don't do it while he's involved. Cut him free, because he could go and experiment with new people. It's going to take him a while to get over you, because you're clearly in a serious relationship, you've got kids. Bob, I think it's wrong, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I think if you're asking the question, then it's wrong.
I think doing it is wrong, but we all make mistakes, so there's no judgment. Like, you can't judge people on making You know, it happens, like, you get horny, something happens, but they'd not even had a drink. They were watching TV and they decided to try this, so they've started kissing and touching. No, it just strikes me as wrong. That's not That's not what you do with a friend. You go to yoga, or you fucking go and eat cakes and take pictures for Instagram together, or you go and catch a film, or book tickets to the theatre, or go and see fucking Boyzone's reunion, or McFly Busted, or whatever they called themselves last time. You do normal things. You don't finger each other on the living room floor. You don't.
No, you don't. You're right. I do agree everything. There's nothing that I want to dispute with what you're saying, because in my eyes, in the world of cheating, when you're with someone, if you don't want your partner to find out, so like even
you shouldn't be doing it.
You're texting someone, that's cheating. If you don't want him to find out, that's cheating. And if you have to ask the question if it's wrong, it's cheating. It's wrong.
And if you've got to the point, and I've been there, I've got to the point where I've texted people behind my ex-boyfriend's back, but I knew deep down inside I shouldn't have been with that boyfriend. We weren't right for each other. And the fact that I did that, and it was only text messages and flirting and maybe some horny talk, that's bad enough. That's horrific. Don't be with someone if you're exploring these avenues, let alone scissoring on the shag pile. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's it. If you even like, you've got an inkling of texting someone or starting something, you need to end it with that. I know marriage and kids is not just boyfriend and girlfriend living in a house together and they've just got to sort the house out.
It's not. So that on the flip side, like, if you want to pursue this with your friend and you want it to happen again, then you have to cut your tie. But if you know, you might know that this is wrong, listener number 7, you might know that what you've done is bad. So you have to stop that and never do it ever again. And if that temptation rears its head again, you need to have a serious conversation with yourself.
Yeah.
Because mistakes do happen.
On a more lighter note, thinking about it, you want to carry on with fooling around. Do you think if you told both husbands that you were doing it, it could turn into a
good point.
Different avenue of your sex?
Good point, because we don't know what hubby's thinking. But I think if, like, mistakes happen, so it could be a one-off mistake. I think it's wrong initially from what we've read. However, thinking a bit deeper and about where this progresses, yeah, there is the option that maybe, but you still need to come clean. Coming clean is the, and then however he reacts is how you navigate from there forward. Coming clean is the first step that I would take if we were to have a clear conscience and be truthful and honor my vows, you know. But then he might say, "Well, are you gay? And you don't believe you are?" So maybe at that point, some people are swingers. Some people are very happy swinging, and they must have had to have at some point that conversation of, "Listen, baby, you're a great husband, but I fancy someone else's cock deep inside me. How do you fancy watching?" And fella's gone, "Actually, that sounds fucking gorgeous. Can I shag his wife at the same time?" And it just works. And that's okay. People, consulting adults can do whatever they want to do, but it's, for me, the only issue is the trust. So you need to come clean regardless, in my opinion. And then it might develop. You might be able to crack on, put your soaps on, and lock each other out on a Friday night while they're in the pub together and they don't care. But then how would you be okay with them saying, "Well, I'm just going to deep throat Dave."
Yeah.
After a game of darts. "We're going to have a game of darts, some K-peanuts and a pint of Stellberg. And then I'm going to be balls deep in Dave, slapping off his gooch." Do you know what I mean? Look, if you're okay with that, then maybe you can come to some agreement and arrangement. But I think honesty first and foremost.
Yeah, definitely come clean. But you need to think of what you want. Do you want it to carry on? Are you getting feelings for this person? You realize that maybe I should take it further with her, or do you want it to carry on but your husband know about it? So you need to think really what you're wanting out of this situation. But,
well, like, at this point, it seems like it's been a one-off, right? Well, we've been sent an email.
Let me just read it back, because I read it that they've continued to do it.
Oh, well, then I don't agree with that, honestly. I wouldn't be down with
one
that.
One night, two women got it on, so we decided to try it. What we do is nice, but I prefer making love to my husband. I have always been completely faithful. My girlfriend.
Yeah, what we do. What we do is nice, not what we did.
Yeah.
That must be going on. And then I would go back to the same thing of, if you're doing this consistently, you're not straight. You're not heterosexual. And I don't believe that anybody is 100% heterosexual. I think it comes in waves. I think it can be more about the person. The physicality doesn't matter because we can be turned on. People can be turned on by the most obscure of things. It could be a sound. It could be a balloon being popped. It could be, you know, gunge. Like, there's so much that turns people on. How can we say that a cock is what I'm looking for? A otter's pocket is what I'm looking for. Like, it's, I'm sorry, but I'm not like well versed in the anatomy of a woman. Sorry, her beautiful lotus flower is not the be all and end all of the world. Do you know what I mean? Like, I do believe you're already enjoying some girl time. I just think that he should be privy to that information. If you love him and you're married and you've got kids, he should be privy to that information. And whatever decision he makes, whether it's walk away to let you continue your girl night or whether he enjoys it, you have to give him the information for him to make that decision. And then it's, you can't guilt trip him or beg for him to be with you. Like, you just have to be honest, because this is what we said in previous, when we were speaking in previous episodes about people growing and moving apart and not being at the same time. And why I don't really necessarily believe in long-term relationships anymore is, you might have been amazing and had this best marriage and great, raised great kids and been great parents together, but we're all growing at different weights. So he might be super happy with how you are right now, even if the sex life is, you know, subdued and gone a little bit quiet and it's become a little bit more of a monotonous life because you've had your children and you've had your life together. But it's physically impossible to be on the same page, you know, to grow at the same rate is physically impossible. And maybe you've grown at a different rate. And now that everything's subsided, like, women sexually peak way after men. Men do it at 19 to 21 and women do it in their late 30s, mid 40s. That's why I believe that these things happen. But yeah, I think honesty needs to be the best policy in this case.
Spin it how you want, spin it afterwards of what you're wanting to do with, but...
Yeah. Give him the knowledge, give him the insight, let him know what's happened. You know, you don't have to make it a big painful thing. You need to spare his feelings a little bit, but you can say, look, me and my friend have accidentally hooked up a couple of times. We enjoy it, but I love you with all my heart. And I'm sorry. If you are sorry, you know, you need to be as honest as possible, because you also don't need to lie to yourself. If you enjoy it, you need to have the confidence to stand up and say out loud, I enjoy it, because that's going to take you to where you need to be in the next phase in your life. Oppressing it, suppressing it even, is probably not healthy for you as much as it's not healthy for him.
Well said. Again, remember, we're not actually professionals, and so you don't have to take any...
Yeah, God knows. You take it with a pinch of salt. We ain't gospel. However, it's always nice to have an outsider's opinion on things. And on that note, thank you for coming to the Smirking Area. We meet very interesting people over here, all walks of life, and there's always a debate to be had. I've got a sore throat from it right now. It could be the COVID that I've just had. Fourth or fifth time, I think. I've been Benji. You've been Faith. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.